Matt Maurer's congressional candidate, first congressional district, joins us out of the gate. It's been some time since he's been on the show. Matt, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Jack, thanks so much for having me. How's your day going so far?
Well, if you just heard me, you probably know.
Yeah, no, I did hear. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, we are not. I mean, I know you're not asking about, but I'm just going to start off there anyway. But it's
no, feel free to feel because I think it's the story of the day. So feel free to. I'm serious. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, the mental health challenges in our country. I mean, you know, we had them underlying anyway in our nation even before the pandemic, and now you take into the fact that all the other stresses of life, whether it's, you know, kids in and out of school, parents trying to figure out how they can go to work while their kids are, you know, being stuck at home. I mean, it's real challenges out there, and we're not doing enough, and we're not talking enough about the relation between mental health and addiction and mental health and homelessness. I mean, you know, anyone walking up and down Elm Street can see the real, you know, outcome of our mental health challenges here as a country. And you know, the folks who are turning to drugs and alcohol and, you know, Jack, like a lot of people, you know, I've got, you know, some folks who have addiction challenges in my family, and I've seen what it's done to their lives. And, you know, we know the underlying cause is mental health problems. And so we've got to be doing more as a society and more as a country to really confront these. And you're absolutely right. The impact it's having on our kids, you know, frightens me. You know, kids should be able to go to school and be excited about
I know.
You know, be looking forward to the future. And they're not right now.
Yeah. Matt Maurer's first congressional district, you had a, it looks like, because I don't know per capita, we know people are jumping into that U.S. Senate primary. Chuck Morris, Kevin Smith, Don Boldick's already in with the hopes of taking on Maggie Hassan, the Democrat incumbent who's been raising a lot of money. I don't know on the congressional Republican side, you and your challengers in this primary, you were the nominee last time, how the fundraising is going, but it seemed like you've been busy on that front.
Yeah, you know, Jack, we just announced we had another historic fundraising quarter. We raised over $400,000 last quarter. It means we raised $850,000 in the 4 months we've been in the race. We actually were one of the only Republicans in the country to outraise their Democratic opponent when I outraised Chris Pappas last quarter. And so what's great about that, though, Jack, is not just the amount of money, but how we raised it. I mean, 97% of the donations were $100 or less. You know, the average donation size was around $50, I think it was. So, I mean, this is a real grassroots campaign. We've had almost, I think, 5,000 donors throughout this election so far, just in 4 months. I mean, it's just an incredible outpouring of grassroots support. And, you know, you contrast that with the way Chris Pappas raised money. I mean, he had one quarter last year where 60% of his donations came from Nancy Pelosi or a PAC that she ran. You know, you compare that to the grassroots campaign we're running.
Are a lot of these donors from New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we've got support from every corner of not just the district, but really the state. You know, what really was made me proud, the donation that put us over the 400 mark was actually from a woman named Jane in Derry. She donated $10, and that was what it took to take us over the $400,000 mark. And so, you know, I'm going to make sure to give Jane a call here in the next couple of days and thank her for her donation and support. But, you know, it's $10 donations from folks in Derry that are really powering our campaign.
Matt Maurer's Good Morning New Hampshire Live, GMI Studios. Matt, let me ask you this. One thing I've talked about last week or two before and after the holidays, but I want to ask you, is the Federal Reserve clearly is indicating, as Mr. Powell's being, doing another term, Federal Reserve is clearly saying enough emergency spending, enough federal spending on the economy. We've done too much, and we have to raise interest rates as a result to cool down inflation, which is not going away. We heard this morning record inflation like we haven't seen in a long time. My question is, after the infrastructure bill, if you're elected, is there any other big federal spending like they want to do the Build Back Better reconciliation budget, like $2 trillion more that we need with inflationary pressures? Why would a Representative Pappas or a Senator Shaheen or Representative Custer or Senator Hassan be in favor of $2 trillion more when the Federal Reserve, supposed to be a non-political body, is saying enough throwing federal money at this economy. We've done too much, and we have to stem inflation, so we're going to raise interest rates to choke off spending. Those things don't add up. So would you favor any big new budget packages or not?
No, I wouldn't. And look, it just shows you how out of touch Chris Pappas and Joe Biden and the rest of them are, right? And I get it. You know, they haven't had to live, you know, paycheck to paycheck before. They haven't had to deal with the increasing cost of home heating oil the way a lot of families are now.
I don't like to debate my guests. That's my style. But I have to just say what I know about Representative Pappas in his years in the family business. I think he knows a little bit about small business or, you know, living paycheck to paycheck in terms of maybe not paycheck to paycheck, but a successful business. He does know a little bit about running a restaurant, which is a pretty hard business, but I just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah, but, you know, in fairness, Jack, you know, Chris Pappas has been handed everything his life, right? I mean, whether it's the Harvard degree or whether it's inheriting a business, right? And I don't judge him for that. You know, God bless him. I have no problem with people being successful. But when you've been handed everything in your life, you haven't had to live it. You haven't, you know, really had to fight for it yourself. That's, you know, when you become out of touch. And so, you know, look, I mean, Cassie and I filled up our heating oil again just a few weeks ago, 50% more than it would have been last year, right? I mean, and that's what folks are living every right. single day. And look, it's a result of a few different things. The fact that they have shut down any American energy production is driving costs to the roof. And the fact that they keep spending more money than we have. I mean, you know, the fact that they voted for over $3 trillion. I mean, everyone's talking about the $2 trillion price tag. But back in August, Chris Pappas and almost the entire House on the Democratic side voted to allow for over $3 trillion additional dollars. We can't afford this. And you're right, the Fed is now saying it. You saw the new report right. coming out in the past day that says highest inflation since 1982, you know, coming out of the crises of right. The 1970s. I mean, we're not going in a good direction. The people who are hurting the most from this are the folks who are out there working every day for a living, making a, right. a wage salary. They're feeling the brunt of this.
Real quickly, only because people may not know as much about you or your nominee last time. I know you've worked in the State Department in the past. Let me just ask you this, Matt Myers, before I let you go on one issue. The Democrats are certainly trying to make abortion and a woman's right to choose an issue, at least in the gubernatorial race with Chris Sununu. And maybe in the U.S. Senate race. I've already seen some of the statements towards Kevin Smith, who's a pro-life candidate. Where are you on this? Are you pro-choice, pro-life?
I'm pro-life, yeah, and always have been. You know, okay. Jack, that's been reaffirmed for me a couple times in life. Most recently, of course, is with the birth of our son just last year.
Okay, and real quickly, we know the Supreme Court probably won't act on that case that they heard before the holidays. Maybe it'll springtime. That could have an indirect or direct or an ancillary impact or no impact at all on Roe versus Wade. But do you think the Supreme Court should overturn Roe versus Wade and let the states decide things like this or not?
Well, look, I'm generally speaking a states' rights supporter, and so we'll see what the Supreme Court does. And then it constitutionally would leave it up to the states. And generally speaking, you know, if you look at the 10th Amendment, you know, there's a reason why states are given the authority in the U.S. Constitution on matters okay. like that.
Thank you for the time. Matt Myers will get you back again soon. GMI Studios, congressional candidate, Republican. I assume it's mattmyers.com. Is that the main site?
That's right. Yeah, mattmyers.com.
Have a good Thursday. Thank you, Matt. We'll catch you again soon.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks for
appreciate
being,
it.
Thanks for being candid.
Okay. Stay warm out there.